From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings another portion of a message entitled The Beauty, Basis, and Blessings of Free Justification. The text is in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. The focus is on the righteousness of Christ, which God imputes to the sinner who repents and trusts in the Savior. The thrust of Paul's argument is that justification refers to the sinner's legal standing before God, not to anything that man has done or can do for himself. As Dr. Cairns will explain, justification is not sanctification. That is, good works do not play any part in justification. Believers are not justified by what they do, but they do good works because they have been justified. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 25. Do as thou hast said. God's promises were never meant to be thrown aside as waste paper. He intended that they should be used. God's gold is not miser's money, but is minted to be traded with. Nothing pleases our Lord better than to see His promises put in circulation. He loves to see His children bring them up to Him and say, Lord, do as Thou hast said. We glorify God when we plead His promises. Do you think that God will be any the poorer for giving you the riches He has promised? Do you dream He'll be any the less holy for giving holiness to you? Do you imagine He will be any the less pure for washing you from your sins? He has said, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Faith lays hold upon the promise of pardon, and it does not delay, saying, This is a precious promise, I wonder if it be true. But it goes straight to the throne with it and pleads, Lord, here is the promise, do as thou hast said. Our Lord replies, Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. When a Christian grasps a promise, if he does not take it to God, he dishonors Him. But when he hastens to the throne of grace and cries, Lord, I have nothing to recommend me but this, Thou hast said it, then his desire shall be granted. Our heavenly banker delights to cash his own notes. Never let the promise rust. Draw the word of promise out of its scabbard and use it with holy violence. Think not that God will be troubled by your importunately reminding Him of His promises. He loves to hear the loud outcries of needy souls. It is His delight to bestow favors. He is more ready to hear than you are to ask. The sun is not weary of shining, nor the fountain of flowing. It is God's nature to keep His promises. Therefore, go at once to the throne with, Do as thou hast said.
Jesus, Lord, our all.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. I said a week or two ago, when he says you have perfect righteousness, then there is an objective possession that is really ours. We do have a perfect righteousness. To anticipate, it is the righteousness of Christ's obedience. It's made over to us, but it's ours. Just as our sin became his righteousness becomes ours. God is declaring the ungodly righteous before his judgment bar, and he can do this without compromising his own character and without lowering the standards of his own law. Now mark it well, because here is the beauty of a free justification. People fail to understand this, and so I'm going to labor the point. Some of you may grasp it very easily, but believe me, even in this church tonight, there will be plenty of people, and they will find it very hard to grasp. This addresses our legal standing before God. Now, God does a whole lot more than that when he saves you. Understand this. When God saves you, he regenerates you, he reconciles you, he renews you, he sanctifies you, you can go down the list. This is not the only thing God does. But I want you to understand this. This is fundamental to everything else. Unless the Lord justifies, then there's nothing else he can do to save us. Without this, there's nothing. Understand clearly what I'm saying. This justification, and this comes as always, you see, at heart, everybody's a Roman Catholic in soteriology. That's the doctrine of salvation. Why? Because it's the expression of a depraved human nature. Everybody has a natural propensity to the popish position of salvation or justification by works. That's the way the human heart leans. It's pride, it's ungodliness, leads in that direction. Therefore, it comes as a shock to people when they hear that justification does not describe God's action to make us holy. That's not what it's about. Justification does not describe God's action to make us holy. It is not the action of God in changing us into his image. In justification, the righteousness we receive is imputed, not imparted. It is placed to our account. It is a legal transaction. It is a fundamental alteration in our standing before the law and judgment of a holy God. Justification is not sanctification. Justification is not even an aspect of sanctification. The whole hodgepodge of Roman Catholic theology in this is based on confounding justification with sanctification. We must maintain the distinction. Justification is a legal term. It's a term to do with the law courts of heaven. It defines our change of legal standing before God, who is our righteous judge. And in due course, we will see, as I've said, the ground in which he makes this declaration. We'll see the results that it produces in our lives. But for the moment, I want you just to get the simple beauty of the truth. God justifies the ungodly. God declares the ungodly righteous. That's what Paul's saying. Beautiful picture of this in the Old Testament. Numbers 23:21. You remember how Balaam came to curse the children of Israel? And remember, curse is condemnation. When Christ redeems his people, what does he do? He redeems them from the curse. When God justifies, Romans chapter 8, we'll get there sometime hopefully. Who is he that condemneth? It is God that justifies. When God justifies, then you can't be cursed or condemned. That's the simple truth. Now, Balaam was hired to curse, condemn, bring under the wrath of God, the judgment of God, the children of Israel. And I like those chapters because it's good to see an apostate forced to tell the truth. He didn't want to. He wanted to take his money and go. He wanted to curse the children of Israel. But he said, I can't do it. I can't do it. Why? This is what verse 21 of Numbers 23 says. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. Now, we see God chastising the children of Israel again and again through the wilderness, but I want you to see what's happening here. We're dealing with curse, condemnation, and acceptance with God. We're dealing with the fundamental legal standing of the Israelites before God. Balaam looks at them and Balak looks at them and says, would you look at them? They're a miserable bunch. Quite true. Can you not see them in all their filthiness and wickedness? Can you not see them? Are they not worthy of being cursed? The devil never told you that about yourself? Has the world never taken that and hurled it in your face? Who are you? You're worthy to be cursed. God's question is Jesus Christ worthy to be cursed? Can I condemn Christ? For these are in Christ. These are under His redeeming and justifying blood. And I have not beheld iniquity. There is nothing in those who are justified by faith in Jesus. There is nothing to bring them under the curse. That's the beauty of free justification. I said we would get through this all, either in a week or a month or 6 months or a year. We will deal with the basis, and I would suggest we will get to the blessings when next we return to Romans 4. But as we leave God's house tonight, I want you to understand this. If you can grasp this, you're going to get a hold of something that will revolutionize your life. It will give you the basis of victorious Christian living. It will deliver you from the bondage of legalism. It will deliver you from the insinuations and the attacks of Satan. At least it will give you the answer to them. Satan keeps on saying, have a look at yourself. Have a look at you. Are you worthy to be justified? Who are you? And the more you know of yourself, this is one place where you've got to agree with the devil. And you've got to say, yeah, I'm guilty, rotten, filthy, ungodly, wicked. You name it, I am it. Well, who are you to... How could you be justified? What have you ever done that would lead to this conclusion? And the answer is, hallelujah, not a single thing. God does not justify under the covenant of grace. He does not justify the godly. He justifies the ungodly. That lifts my view, and it will lift your view away from here to there. From the heart, from yourself to the Savior. And you'll see, ultimately, and I'm anticipating myself here, but you'll see ultimately, I do have perfection. Belongs to me. I have a perfection that satisfies the God of glory. And He can find no fault with it. And because of that perfect obedience to His law, He's going to bring me into heaven. And that perfection is in Christ. I was thinking this week of a hymn. I think we have it in our book. And if my throat surgeon had really done his job right, I would now be able to sing it for you, but I can't. In land or store I may be poor, my name unknown, my place obscure. Of this I have the witness sure. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. Bless the Lord, I have Jesus. All He ever did, He did for me. All His righteousness is made over to me. And just as surely as He bore my sins in His own body on the tree, I bear His righteousness as I stand at the throne of a sinless and holy God. For God justifies the ungodly. There's hope for every sinner, however deep and dark the stain of sin, however much you can look at yourself and identify your own portrait in this depiction that we have looked at in this portion of Scripture, however clearly you see yourself as the ungodly. Hear the word. How was Abraham saved? How was David saved? How can you be saved? By believing on Him who justifies the ungodly.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.